Officially, Russia has spent close to $3 billion on 12 new or upgraded stadiums. At least another $8 billion has been spent on infrastructure. But was it good value for the money?
The discussion of the efficiency of the championship in Russia, like in Brazil, is the discussion of economic efficiency of the wedding dress. On one hand, it's necessary. It makes everybody happy. The exact economic efficiency definitely cannot be defined in American quarterly financial reports. It's a long-term story. We still hope to become not only hockey country, but football country.
Brazil hosted the last World Cup in 2014 at a cost of $11 billion. 4 years later, many of their travelling fans feel short-changed.
Comparing Brazil with Russia, the infrastructure here is much better than ours.
This is the biggest number of tourists that Moscow has ever seen. And in total, they're doubtless spending billions of rubles having a good time. But after they've all gone home in 4 weeks, Russia hopes there will be a longer-term benefit to hosting the World Cup.
The $15 billion investment is aimed at giving Russia an image makeover in the eyes of the world, even as it faces sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine.
Putin, with all this strength, pretends that all that is not important for him. Despite sanctions, we conduct such a gorgeous World Cup. Despite sanctions, we go ahead with the war in Syria, and the world has no right to lecture us. And the people enjoy that until the very moment that they start feeling that for all this pleasure, they are paying out of their own pockets. It is right now that they start feeling that.
First to feel it are the middle-aged. On the opening day of the World Cup last week, the government announced a gradual rise in the pension age from 60 to 65 for men and a bigger jump, 55 to 63 for women. 62-year-old Eva says most Russians are taking it in their stride.
It wasn't really unexpected. Probably they thought the championship, the euphoria, will somehow smooth out the effect. There was a joke going around. Yesterday I had 4 years until pension age. Today I have 9 years. And they keep telling us that you can't get your youth back.
Russia says the World Cup is partly a gift for its youth. Unforgettable memories and glittering new facilities. The tournament finishes in a month. Its legacy will be measured in the coming years. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Moscow.